the start of media labeled number one of the video recorded deposition of Dr. Stanley Plotkin in the matter of Lori Matheson, formerly known as Lori Ann Schmidt, versus Michael Schmidt, filed in the state of Michigan, the Circuit Court for the County of Oakland Family Division. This deposition is being held at 5833 Lower York Road in New Hope, Pennsylvania, on January 11, 2018. My name is Tom Liebman, and I'm the legal video specialist for TSG Reporting Incorporated, headquartered at 747 3rd Avenue in New York City. The court reporter is Maureen Broderick, in association with TSG Reporting. Counsel, please introduce yourselves for the record.
Aaron Siri, co-counsel on behalf of plaintiff.
Amy Ruby, co-counsel on behalf of plaintiff.
Laura Neusma, counsel for defendant Michael Schmidt.
The court reporter would now swear in the witness.
Raise your right hand, please, sir. You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes.
Good morning, Dr. Plotkin.
Can we just make a record under this court? Go ahead. I would just like to clarify that this is being recorded by a video deposition pursuant to MCR 2.315.
Good morning. Can you please state your full name for the record?
Stanley A. Plotkin.
Okay. Dr. Plotkin, have you been deposed before?
A long time ago, many years ago.
Okay, and what matter was that?
It had to do with an abortion done because of congenital rubella.
Do any of the vaccines on the childhood schedule contain monkey kidney cells?
Well, the polio vaccine does.
Are you aware of any simian, monkey, viruses, meaning viruses that come from primates, that contaminated polio vaccines and infected individuals receiving the polio vaccine?
Yes, SV40.
Okay. And what does SV40 stand for?
Simian virus 40.
Okay. Was it the 40th simian virus found? Is that
yes.
Why it's called? Are you aware of any virus from any animal other than simian or bovine that is in any vaccine?
Yes, there's a pig virus present in one of the rotavirus vaccines, circovirus.
Do any of the vaccines in the childhood vaccine schedule contain blood serum from calves or other bovines?
Calf serum is removed before the vaccine is used because you don't want to sensitize the vaccinee to cows.
What is this?
Vaccine excipient and media summary.
Can you go to Kinrick's on the first page?
Yes.
DTaP IPV. Do you see in the third line down, it says calf serum? Do any vaccines on the childhood schedule contain embryonic guinea pig cell cultures?
Varicella vaccine was passaged in guinea pig cells.
Do you know if any vaccines contain cow's milk in it, derived from
cow's
milk?
Oh, well, it could be, casein, for example, could be.
If there was casein in the vaccine, a child could become sensitized to that, correct?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
You're not sure anymore about that? Do any vaccines contain egg protein?
Oh, yes, influenza.
Do any vaccines contain gelatin from pigs?
Yes.
Do any vaccines in the childhood vaccine schedule contain human albumin?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is human albumin?
Human albumin is part of human serum. It's part of the blood that is liquid.
None of it remains in the final product?
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah, because that could be problematic, right?
Well, it could be. I mean, if the individual is not healthy.
Or if maybe some of the human blood components bind to some of the aluminum and develop antibodies, self-antibodies, correct?
If they develop antibodies against a serum component, that would not be good.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain MRC5 human diploid cells?
Yes, rubella, varicella, hepatitis A.
What are MRC5 cells?
They are human fibroblast cell strain. They were created by taking fetal tissue and from a particular fetus that was aborted by maternal choice, and the cells, the so-called fibroblast cells, were cultivated.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Well, they used to, but I don't think anything is made in those cells anymore.
If you could turn to page 3 for MMR and MMRV, do you see that within the ingredient list that lists WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Yes, I do see that.
Isn't it true that human DNA in vaccines is typically purposely fragmented?
Yes, and I would say mostly for theoretical reasons, doesn't want to put DNA into intact DNA into vaccines.
You familiar with insertional mutagenesis?
Yes.
Do you have any study to show that injecting millions of pieces of human DNA into babies and children is safe?
The only studies are all the safety studies that have been done on vaccines.
Okay. Wasn't the purpose of this study to help develop a human cell line or to support the use of human cell lines in the creation of vaccines?
The idea was to study the cell strains from fetuses to determine whether or not they could be used to make vaccines.
This study involved 74 fetuses.
Yeah, 76.
76.
Mm-hmm.
And these fetuses were all 3 months or older when aborted, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What organs did you harvest from these fetuses?
Well, I didn't personally harvest any, but a whole range of tissues were harvested by co-workers.
Okay. And these pieces were then cut up into little pieces, right?
Yes.
And they were cultured?
Yes.
Okay. Some of the pieces of the fetuses were pituitary gland that were chopped up into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Included the lung of the fetuses?
Yes.
Okay. Included the skin?
Yes.
Kidney?
Yes.
Spleen?
Yes.
Heart?
Yes.
And tongue?
Yeah. I don't recall, but yeah, probably yes.
Are you aware that one of the objections to vaccination by the plaintiff in this case is the inclusion of aborted fetal tissue in the development of vaccines and the fact that it's actually part of the ingredients of vaccines?
Yeah, I'm aware of those objections. The Catholic Church has actually issued a document on that which says that individuals who need the vaccine should receive the vaccines regardless of the fact, and I think it implies that I am the individual who will go to hell because of the use of aborted tissues, which I am glad to do.
Okay. Do you know if the mother is Catholic?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But she should consult her priest.
Do you believe that someone can have a valid religious objection to refusing a vaccine?
No.
Do you take issue with religious beliefs?
Yes.
Okay. You have said that, quote, vaccination is always under attack by religious zealots who believe that the will of God includes death and disease?
Yes.
You stand by that statement?
I absolutely do.
Okay. Are you an atheist?
Yes.
Okay. Do you accept that some people hold religious beliefs that are inherently unprovable?
Yes, I'm sure they do.
When you were a child, what vaccines did you receive?
Diphtheria. In childhood, I think it was probably only diphtheria.
Let me ask you again. In your entire career, how many fetuses have you worked with?
I don't remember the exact number, but quite a few when we were studying them originally before we decided to use them to make vaccines.
Do you have any sense? I mean, this one study had 76. How many other studies did you have that you used aborted fetuses for?
Oh, I don't remember how many.
Are you aware that one of the objections to vaccination by the plaintiff in this case is the inclusion of aborted fetal tissue in the development of vaccines and the fact that it's actually part of the ingredients of vaccines?
Actually, all I can say is that the fetuses that I personally worked with actually came from Sweden, from a Swedish co-worker. And so I, in no case, was able to determine what exactly the reason for the abortion was.
I'm just asking you, some of the fetuses that you did use did come from abortions from people who were in psychiatric institutions, correct?
I don't know that. And what I'm telling you is that I got them from a co-worker, and if it's stated in the paper, it's true, but otherwise, I do not know.
Okay, so if it's in the paper, you don't contest it, right?
I don't contest it,
no. Okay. Have you ever used orphans to study an experimental vaccine?
Yes.
Have you ever used the mentally handicapped to study an experimental vaccine?
I don't recollect ever doing studies in mentally handicapped individuals. At the time, in the 1960s, it was not an uncommon practice.
So, you're saying, I'm not clear on your answer, I'm sorry. Have you ever used the mentally handicapped to study an experimental vaccine?
What I'm saying is I don't recall specifically having done that, but that in the 1960s, it was not unusual to do that, and I wouldn't deny that I may have done so.
Okay. There's an article entitled Attenuation of RA273 Rubella Virus in WI38 Human Diploid Cells. Are you familiar with that article?
Yes.
In that article, one of the things it says is 13 seronegative mentally retarded children were given RA273 vaccine.
Okay, well, then that's, in that case, that's what I did.
Okay. Have you ever expressed that it's better to perform experiments on those less likely to be able to contribute to society, such as children with handicap, than with children without or adults without handicaps?
I don't remember specifically, but it's possible.
Do you remember ever writing to the editor of Ethics on Human Experimentation?
I don't remember specifically, but I may well have.
Okay. I'll mark this. Yeah. I'm going to hand you with some markers, Exhibit 43. Do you recognize this letter you wrote to the editor?
Yes.
Okay. Did you write this letter?
Yes.
Okay. Is one of the things you wrote, the question is whether we are to have experiments performed on fully functioning adults and on children who are potentially contributors to society, or to perform initial studies in children and adults who are human in form, but not in social potential.
Yes.
Okay. It may be objected that this question implies a Nazi philosophy, but I do not think that it is difficult to distinguish non-functioning persons from members of ethnic, racial, economic, or other groups.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever used babies of mothers in prison to study an experimental vaccine?
Yes.
Have you ever used individuals under colonial rule to study an experimental vaccine?
Yes.
Okay. Did you do so in the Belgian Congo?
Yes.
Did that experiment involve almost 1 million people?
Well, all right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever visit what was the Belgian Congo and Urundi?
Yes.
How many times?
Once.